From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. Thank you. We want to welcome everybody to this week's show. It's going to be a good one. We want to offer a special welcome to some guests right here in the theater, some new residents of our home state of Illinois, the prisoners from Guantanamo, whose chains will soon be clinking in the land of Lincoln. It's great to have you guys here. We love the way you've accessorized those orange jumpsuits. You've made them your own, and I think that's great. Now, you guys are all going to love it here in Illinois. That deep dish pizza, we don't actually eat the stuff. We use it to smuggle contraband. And, of course, if any of you can pitch, you'll be allowed to start for the Cubs next season. So anyway, if you're listening at home, help us show these folks how hospitable we are. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Susie in Redmond, Oregon.
Hey, Susie, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, where is Redmond exactly?
Redmond is in central Oregon. It's right near Bend, Oregon.
Oh, sure.
So it's considered high desert out here.
Oh, really? And what do you do out there in the desert?
I do natural resource conservation work.
Oh, really? You're out there trying to save the planet?
One little tiny piece at a time, yes.
Well, good for you. Well, welcome to the show, Susie. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and author of the new audiobook, It's Just Like I Told You, 25 Years of Comment and Comic Pieces. It's available at a download near you. It's Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Susie.
Hi, Tom.
Next, it's one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column and the scourge of the Salahis, Miss Roxanne Roberts. And lastly, a comedian whose CD, I Heart Jokes, is available at paulapoundstone.com, Miss Paula Poundstone. So, Susie, you ready to play?
I am, I think.
All right. Be sure, because it's happening now. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Of course, Carol Castle will recreate for you three voices from the week's news. Your job, identify it or explain it. Do that two times out of three. You'll win our prize, Carl's voice, on your home answering technology, whatever it may be. Ready to go?
Yes, I need that prize, yes.
You do?
I do.
Baby needs a new answering machine message, is what you're thinking. All right, here's your first quote.
I don't feel like a spoiler. I feel like somebody who's wanted to be for health care reform.
That was somebody who is totally a spoiler. Threw a big wrench into Democrats' plans for health care reform. Who is it?
That would have to be, as one commentator refers to him, Joe the Bummer Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman, Senator Joe Lieberman, right. Somewhere in America, sometime later today, in a liberal household, a mother will warn her 8-year-old son, she'll say, Mandela, if you don't finish your quinoa, then Joe Lieberman is going to get you. Senator Lieberman, of course, said he couldn't back provisions of health care reform, the ones that he was for just 3 months ago, threw the whole thing into disarray. The Senate Democrats are so frustrated with Lieberman's constant sabotage that in a last-ditch effort, Harry Reid arranged to have three spirits visit Lieberman on Christmas Eve. The ghosts of health care past, present, and future. But after only half an hour, they gave up. They said, frankly, we'd all rather just go back to being dead.
Well, I thought that meeting that the president had at the White House this week with all of the Democratic senators was really just about how they're going to punish Joe Lieberman when this is all over.
It's kind of potluck. Everyone's just picking something. One guy said he would do the short shooting.
Right.
Wedgies.
Yeah, wedgies. Right. That's a lot of volunteers for wedgies.
Of course, right. Of course. If you gave him a wedgie, how could you tell?
All right. Susie, here's your next quote.
Insulation is sexy stuff.
Ooh, that was hot, Carl.
Thank you.
That was somebody trying to sell part of his economic stimulus program by stressing the sex appeal of insulation this week. Who was it?
Barack Obama.
It was. So, hey, you people who thought our president was some kind of intellectual automaton with no real passion or feelings, not so fast. The president appeared at Home Depot to pitch his program to give out tax breaks for home weatherization. I'd go on, but this is a family show. But we now know what turns the president on. Pink fiberglass insulation. Imagine the president's pillow talk. Your eyes are like two passive solar arrays. Talk heat exchanges to me, Michelle.
I'm thinking the president hasn't spent a lot of time around insulation.
No, no.
It's actually kind of itchy.
The president is expanding this bringing sexy back approach to other policy initiatives. The Department of Energy is going to hire teams of scantily clad weather strippers. And the State Department says that if the Afghan surge lasts more than 4 years, you should consult your doctor.
You know, they want to do this make work thing with this weatherization thing. Remember in New York, like 15, 20 years ago, where all the homeless people were out there with Windex bottles?
Yeah, squeegee guys.
Yeah, now it'd be caulk guns, and they'd just be roaming through the neighborhoods. Caulk your windows? Caulk your windows, sir.
And then they spray caulk on them before you can do anything about it. Yeah. Very good, Susie. Here is your last quote.
Yes, we're in deep doo-doo, but without him, we would have been in much deeper doo-doo.
That was former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson explaining why Time Magazine was right to name who Person of the Year.
Ben Bernanke,
right. The Federal Reserve Chief was credited with doing something to end the economic crisis after doing nothing to prevent it. By this standard, in which you get rewarded for doing too little too late, you could give Barack Obama the Nobel Peace Prize. Oh, wait.
So the praise for him is that he didn't... We're in deep doo-doo, but not as deep as it could have been.
That was Henry Paulson, speaking of it. The idea is that as bad as things are, if it weren't for Ben Bernanke being at the helm...
Well, that's the citation I want on my Pulitzer right there. He didn't make near as big a mess of this as he could have.
Yes. He mitigated the disaster somewhat. Carl, how did Susie do in our quiz?
Fine, Peter. 3 correct answers, Susie, so you get that phone message.
Well done.
Yay, thank you. Thank you.